Hi everyone, welcome to Real Recovery. This is a podcast where I talk about anorexia recovery and I give practical tips based on my own experience. A quick disclaimer, I'm not a medical professional, so please don't treat any of this as like medical advice. And I always recommend that you go and speak to a doctor if you're struggling with an eating disorder. Also, trigger warning, in this episode I'm going to be talking about guilt around food and exercise and I suppose weight gain as well, which can be triggering for some people with anorexia because it's almost like reinforcement of their thoughts. So I just want to put this out there, like, if you're really sensitive to this kind of topic, then don't listen to this episode. But if you are going to listen, just bear in mind that any like guilty thoughts that I bring up, they are irrational. And even if I speak of them as like rational and I like debate them, and when I'm talking about them, you'll see what I mean. But just bear in mind that throughout this, the guilty thoughts that I'm talking about, I'm not presenting them as if they are true. I'm presenting them as an example of what you may be feeling, which, yeah. So I hope that makes sense. So I'm going to be brief, but I just want to give a quick little introduction as to why I'm going to talk about guilt today, because it's something that I get a lot of questions on, and I've got a lot of requests from people for me to make posts about like how to deal with guilt and how to deal with food guilt specifically. And I haven't made a post about it, I don't think, yet on my Instagram, because I don't like making posts or making episodes or giving advice really about things that I genuinely don't have the answer for, obviously, because I feel like, well, what's the point? If it doesn't work for me, then I'm not going to tell other people to do it, sort of thing. I mean, there have been some things that I have managed to do that do help with guilt in the past, and I have passed that on to other people, but I haven't like made anything like a comprehensive guide to how to deal with guilt yet, because I just literally haven't had the answers for months and months now. Are the emotions that are personally the hardest for me to deal with and the hardest for me to like sit with, things like fear and anxiety, I guess like sadness and stuff, those kind of emotions for me personally I've always found easier to manage because I feel like there are often solutions to those things, whereas guilt and shame, they kind of just sit with you and it's not very pleasant. So yeah, okay, so first tip to dealing with guilt, and this is mainly helpful for food guilt, and I think if you're currently going through a period where you are like taking a break from exercise to recover from like an exercise addiction or to like heal that particular behavior, or if you are like medically unstable and you can't exercise, this is also helpful. But it's basically to have a set of reminders visible to you at all times, because I feel like when it comes to guilt especially, it's so powerful that it can just like strip your brain of all the stuff that you know is true. So even if you genuinely like know that the guilt is irrational or that you're not doing anything wrong, you just forget in the moment because the anorexia voice is so strong. So I think having a set of reminders visible to you. So for me, this was writing it down and sticking it on my wall, which was helpful. I also would like write it down in my journal, and I'd actually rewrite them every single morning because I would do journaling in the morning, and then I would look back at like what reminders in the past had helped me, and I'd just rewrite them out just to like put it fresh in my brain. Another really helpful one that you can do is just write it on your phone and either have it as your lock screen, like screenshot the list and put the photo as your lock screen so you can just like really quickly see it. This is helpful if you are like at a meal time that you're finding difficult. Just subtly look at your phone and you'll see like your reminders right there. So some like examples of reminders I use when it comes to guilt, especially like food guilt. So for example, if I had to go out and have a big meal, then these are the kind of reminders I would use. For example, you're not doing anything wrong. That's a good one. It's quite like to the point. Your body knows what it's doing. That's a good one. If you gain weight by eating intuitively, then that's weight you need to gain. Just stuff like that. Just anything that resonates with you, anything that genuinely helps you, just stick it in a place that's visible, because trust me, it will help. Okay, my second tip is to understand the guilt as a like symptom of your eating disorder rather than a legitimate thought or feeling. Because guilt, when it comes to quitting behaviours or gaining weight or doing anything that goes against your eating disorder, that guilt, that guilty feeling and like shame or anything that comes along with it, it's housed in the section of your brain that is your eating disorder. So it's not really something to take seriously in that sense. Like, if you feel guilty over doing something that is actively improving your health, then it's irrational. And I know everyone knows this, is why I'm not going to like bang on about this too much in this episode, but I think understanding your guilt as a symptom and trying to see it as more separate, it's not like a reflection on you when you're feeling guilty about these kind of things. It's literally just that your eating disorder is putting up a fight. So a third tip, this is something that's actually really helpful, is to focus on the positives of the particular food that you're guilty over. Or if you're quitting exercise and you're guilty about that, then focus on the positives of quitting exercise, and same with weight gain, anything that you're feeling bad about. You want to write a list of all the benefits and all the positives and all the reasons why you're doing the right thing. Because for me, a lot of guilt stemmed from the fact that I believed I was doing the wrong thing, and then that caused me to feel extremely, extremely guilty. Whereas if you sort of flip it on its head and you can sit with the guilt, but at the same time, you want to kind of drown it out with a list of positive reminders of like that you're actually doing the right thing. So for example, if I was feeling guilty about eating, I don't know, I'm just going to give a random example. You shouldn't feel guilty about this, so don't take it as that. But I'm just saying, like, for example, if I was feeling guilty about eating peanut butter, I would sit down and write a list of all the amazing things about peanut butter and all the reasons why it's actually a really good thing to eat it. So I would write down, okay, it's got healthy fats and that's really important for my hormones. It's got energy and that means it's going to help my digestive system heal. It's got, I would like write down all the positives of that particular food, because that sort of, it sort of changes it and flips it into being, oh, okay, I've actually done a good thing. Like, rather than all of your brain being focused on how anorexia is telling you that you've done the wrong thing. And same with like exercise. If you're currently forcing yourself to rest right now and you're feeling guilty about not exercising, instead of focusing on all the things that you think you're doing wrong, you should write a list of all the things that you're going to get and you're going to benefit from doing this, and all the reasons why it's actually the right thing to do. So you could write down, I'm giving my body time to heal. Resting is productive. Resting my body gives me time to exercise my brain and focus on like hobbies and creative stuff or intellectual stuff or anything. Like, you just find your reasons why you're doing it and really focus on the benefits and the positives. Okay, so my fourth tip, this is like literally life-changing, and you can do this in any avenue of life that is causing you stress or any kind of negative feelings. And it's kind of like, I don't see enough people talk about it, to be honest. It's basically having this worst case scenario mentality. Now that sounds like really bad, but I'll try and explain. It's basically, if you can make peace with the absolute worst case scenario, then you're kind of untouchable. Like, you can survive anything if you can accept the worst case scenario and have a way of dealing with it, right? And that does not mean that the worst case scenario is true. It doesn't make the worst case scenario rational. Like, for example, an eating disorder, your anorexia's worst fear and worst case scenario is that you gain weight or something. I mean, obviously that's not actually a bad thing. When it comes to food guilt, now if you think about it, like, the worst case scenario is quite irrational. Like, the worst case scenario can be different for everyone, but often it's stuff like, oh my god, if I eat this then I'll gain loads of weight overnight. That worst case scenario, that fear that your brain is trying to protect you from with the guilt, obviously it's not rational and it's not likely to come true at all. So a lot of people would want you to, you know, dismiss it as irrational, not focus on it, not think about it, just put it out of your mind. And I think that is a good thing to do if you can do it. But if you can't do it and you're sat there stuck in guilt and fear over this potential thing that could happen, even if it's very unlikely to happen, even if it's very irrational, if you can make peace with the fact that, oh, what would happen if that did happen? Then for me at least, the guilt is, and the fear and all of the negative emotions are so, so much more easy to manage, because I've already made peace with the absolute worst, and anything other than that is manageable. I was talking to someone about this the other day, and like, their worst case scenario was gaining weight quickly and looking very, very different overnight, or, you know, in a very short space of time from eating a particular food. And now, obviously, I told them that this is unlikely to happen. That's not how food works. That's not how weight gain works. But even if that did happen, they would still be able to handle it. I think people underestimate themselves. You don't give yourself enough credit. You can handle really difficult emotions. You can handle change. You can handle all these things that you're terrified of. Obviously it's difficult to handle, especially if you don't have enough support, you don't have the right coping skills, but you can still handle it. And I think knowing that, at least for me, was really, really comforting, because it's like, okay, if my worst fears came true and I gained weight and I looked really different, and if I had a panic attack over food, or if the guilt never left, or I constantly bloated, all these things that your eating disorder throws up as, oh my god, you can't do this because this will happen, just think to yourself, okay, right, take a minute, take a breather, be like, okay, what if that did happen, what if I could handle that? And then all the power from those thoughts just goes, because it's like, it's got nothing over you anymore. If you can accept the worst and find a way of dealing with it, then that is incredibly empowering, I think. So write down your insane, irrational, worst case scenario, and then come up with a legitimate plan of how to deal with it. I mean, obviously this doesn't mean that the thing is going to come true, but, you know, in your brain now you've got that sort of mental clarity, and you've got that peace of mind that comes with, you know, tackling the worst case scenario. So if that was, okay, oh my god, I cannot eat this food because I'm going to gain so much weight, I'm going to look so different, and it's going to be really overwhelming for me, think to yourself, okay, what's the worst case scenario? What happens if that does come true? And what would happen is you'd feel negative emotions. Yes, they may be very strong, but, you know, no one would die. No one would stop loving you. No one would, I don't know, like, the world will not cave in if your worst fear came true. And I think that's very comforting to know. And then to give you that extra, like, safety net, you want to come up with like a plan, like an action plan of what you would do if the worst case scenario was true. So if you did gain loads of weight overnight and you look very different, what could you do in that situation? Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I would get some new clothes that fit well. I would wear very comfortable clothes. I would delete any triggering pictures off my phone. I would perhaps move my mirror. I would spend the day doing things that are relaxing and comforting. I might have a cry, you know, just, you know, that's, you're not gonna die if you have a cry and you have to sit with some really difficult emotions. You know, even if it came to the fact that I was so feeling so awful that I had a panic attack, well, then so be it, you know. I would go and talk to my family. I would use some like positive affirmations and reminders and all that to help me think a bit better. I would distract myself. I would focus out and do something kind for someone else. You know, there are so many ways of coping with the worst case scenario, and I think if you really cannot remove irrational thoughts, and if you can't get rid of the guilt that way, it's actually useful sometimes to be like, right, well, screw it then. If my eating disorder is going to sit here and convince me that all these awful things are going to happen, well, I'm just going to come up with a plan of how to deal with all these awful things. And I think that's very empowering. Okay, right. My fifth tip, is it the fifth one? I don't know. Is just to have compassion for yourself, because guilt often comes from a place of feeling like you've done something wrong, feeling like you're a bad person because you've done a particular action. Now, even if the action isn't a bad thing to do, like if you're feeling guilty that you've eaten something, or you're feeling guilty that you haven't exercised, that in itself is not a bad thing. And obviously that's true, but to an extent that doesn't really matter, because the feeling of wrongdoing is still the exact same. So I think having compassion for yourself regardless is a really good thing. Like, even if you genuinely had done something bad, like if you had gone into the street and insulted someone, I still think you should have compassion for yourself. Like, you might have been going through something really tough mentally, and yeah, you didn't do a great thing, but that doesn't make you an awful person. That doesn't mean that you deserve to starve yourself. That doesn't mean any of these things. And when you go through life not having compassion for yourself, then you are accomplishing literally nothing. You're making your life harder. You're not making anyone else's life easier. You're not achieving anything by hating yourself. So no matter what, I think people need to learn to have compassion for themselves. My life got a lot easier when I started having compassion for myself. And that doesn't mean that your guilt is right. That doesn't mean that these irrational thoughts are true, because you genuinely haven't done anything wrong, which is even bigger reason to have compassion for yourself. But even if you had done something wrong, you should still be nice to yourself. You should still treat yourself well, because, well, why? What else? What do you achieve by beating yourself up about something? Nothing. So be nice to yourself. Do some like self-care sort of stuff, stuff that makes you feel better. Which leads on to my next tip, which is when you're feeling guilty and you're having to sit with guilt, the worst thing you can do is be physically uncomfortable, because guilt can literally be crippling. Like, it can be horrible, horrible, horrible to sit through. And the worst thing you can do on top of that is to add on like physical discomfort. So when you're feeling guilty, you need to try and reduce any sensory discomfort. So this looks like, for me anyway, cleaning my room. And in fact, if you can preempt that you're going to feel guilty about something, like, I know if I am going out to eat a particular meal and I haven't exercised and all these things, then I know that I would have, you know, felt guilty, and I would sort of could see that coming in a way. So I would make sure that all these things were in place beforehand, just to make it that bit easier when I was having to sit with the guilt afterwards. So I would clean my room to get that one like mental stress out the way. Another thing you can do when you're guilty is to physically clean yourself, like have a shower, do your hair, your skincare, your makeup, brush your teeth, all these kind of things. They just sort of, I don't know why, but they really like take the edge off. I don't really understand why, but that helps me personally. So do all these things to sort of like create a nicer environment, to create more physical comfort, like wear really comfortable clothes. Just do things that make you feel physically better regardless. Like, yes, this may not get rid of the guilt, but it will make it easier to sit in the guilt, which is kind of what you have to do. Because if you try and make the guilt go away by acting in accordance with your eating disorder, like if you feel guilty about eating something and then your solution to that is to go and exercise, then that's not really solving anything. That's just going to complete the cycle and then prolong the whole eating disorder that you're stuck in. So you kind of need to sit with it, but making sitting with it easier just by giving yourself some physical comfort, that's what I would recommend doing. Okay, and then my next tip is to journal. Yes, I'm literally gonna keep on talking about journaling because it's so helpful. To be honest, that's enough. Like, just write down something, just start somewhere, write down, I'm feeling guilty today because blah blah blah. And you can leave it at that if you want. But if you want to go a bit deeper, you can be like, okay, well, what's causing this feeling to be worse than normal? Or, you know, why am I feeling this way sort of thing? So I'm going to give you some, like, journaling prompts right now just to, like, get you started. These are the kind of things I would ask myself when I was feeling guilty. One, have you done anything wrong? Like, ask yourself that question, write it out, and then answer it. Okay, two, why is this thing wrong? Would other people be wrong if they also did this? 3, how would it be if you didn't feel guilty? In what ways would your life be easier? 4, what would the recovered version of you do right now? 5, how can you adjust your belief framework to make eating this thing right? 6, what 3 things can you do right now to feel pride? Because pride is the opposite of guilt, so... Or maybe you have to make a whole other episode about this. Maybe not. I don't know. If you feel proud about something, it can be completely unrelated to food and whatnot. But if you feel pride, it's very difficult to feel guilt at the exact same time. So, yeah, it's like when people talk about gratitude. It's hard to feel sad when you're also feeling grateful. Okay, which leads me on to my final piece of advice, which is my biggest piece of advice. It's kind of, people are probably going to get annoyed at me because they're going to be like, it's not that easy, I can't do that. I'm going to say give it a go, because you might find that you can do it. And it's deciding to do the action ahead of time. I'm going to try and explain what I mean, but basically this turns failure into success, because you can't feel shame or regret or guilt over something you actually wanted to do. So before eating a fear food, or, you know, having a break from exercise or gaining weight or whatever it may be that you're feeling guilty about, write down a clear intention. Before having a period of rest to challenge an exercise addiction, put a pen to paper and plan exactly what you're aiming to do and why you're doing it. So your eating disorder will resist and it will fear this plan, but you have to remember that you're in control. So for me, this looks like if I was going out to have a restaurant meal, I would, like, ahead of time, like days ahead of the event, I would write down over and over, okay, I am going to eat this food. I am going to eat as much as I want. I'm going to eat, in fact, I would over plan. So you know what, just like set a really big intention, okay? So even if you're eating sort of terrified of it, just do it anyway because you're in control, right? So be like, okay, I'm going to eat this food. I'm going to eat dessert. I'm not going to feel bad about it because it's something I want to do. Afterwards, I am not going to exercise because I don't need to. You've got to set clear intentions and actually visualize yourself ahead of time doing the thing. Or for quitting exercise, you could write down a plan of that as well. You could be like, I'm not going to exercise for 3 weeks because I need to heal my relationship with exercise. And I need to rest because my body has a lot of repairs to do. If you're going through extreme hunger and you're feeling guilty about that, write a clear intention of, I'm going to eat over 5,000 calories every single day because I need to heal my extreme hunger. Or, you know, just big it up. I'm going to eat over 10,000 calories every day. Or I'm going to eat every hour because I need to give my body consistent energy. Or if you're gaining weight and you're feeling guilty about that, be like, I'm going to gain X amount of kilograms this week because I need to restore my body weight. Set an intention, and it doesn't matter whether or not you want to do the intention. Your eating disorder wants to do the intention, but the fact of the matter is that you want to do it. Your healthy self wants to do it, and you are in control, right? So this really helps with guilt, because when you start feeling guilty, have that reminder on your phone of what you already decided to do, because you're not doing anything wrong then, are you? If you've already decided, oh, okay, I'm going to gain weight, like I want to gain weight, even if you don't believe it, like, just tell yourself that. Just set that decision in place, because then you can keep coming back to it when the guilt invades your mind and it's like, oh my God, you did the absolute wrong thing. I can't believe you just did that, blah, 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 blah. You'll be like, well, yeah, no, I decided to do that. And then there is a sense of relief that comes along with that because you're not doing anything wrong. At least for me, that really helps. You've got to keep reminding yourself this, because you will, in the heat of the moment, you will completely forget what you decided to do. And you'll just go back to the eating disorder comfort of, oh my God, wrong thing, you've done the wrong thing, you've done the wrong thing. Whereas in actual fact, you need to remind yourself, no, I've done the right thing. And your proof that you've done the right thing is that you look back to your journal entries of a few days ago where you deliberately set the intention of doing what you've done. And therefore, it really does take away that sense of wrongdoing, because it's in black and white, like you have succeeded at doing what you set out to do. And that's a very powerful emotion that will give you a sense of pride. So, for example, this is actually how I managed to restore most of my weight when I was going through weight restoration. In the beginning, it was very difficult for me to overcome certain numbers because I don't know why, but I'd set so much meaning on particular numbers. And when I was gaining weight, this is before I stopped looking at the scale, which, by the way, I recommend doing. But before I'd stopped looking at the scale, I would find it very difficult to see certain numbers come, and I'd feel intense amounts of guilt, which would really delay my progress. So what I did is I would write down at the beginning of every week, a few days before my weigh-in, I would write down, I intend to gain above this number. Like, if I gain above this number that I'm so afraid of, I will be really happy because I'm in control and I'm sort of deciding to do that right now. I want to gain above this number. And I would just tell myself that, and I would write it down and I'd set it in stone, right? And then when the weigh day came, and if I had gone above that number and started feeling all this panic and all this guilt and all this, oh my God, I've done the absolute wrong thing, this is awful, I would literally just look back at what I'd written and be like, oh, okay, you know, I actually did decide to do this, so therefore I haven't done anything wrong, I'm actually in control. You know, I'd actually, in the end, I'd start feeling the sense of pride because it's like I'd accomplished what I wanted to do. So I really recommend creating a decision around your fears. Even, it doesn't take away the fear, like it doesn't take away the anxiety when you go out to do a fear food, but there is such a big difference between going out to eat and in your mind you are still following your eating disorder's rules and you're like, okay, I'm going to go out to this restaurant meal, but I'm only going to order the lowest calorie thing, and I'm only going to eat this much of it, and I'm only going to do this, that, and the other, and, you know, I can't do this, and I can't do that. And then you end up going to the restaurant, and they don't have the right thing, and you end up having to order something that has more calories in, or perhaps you have a change of heart in the moment, and you're like, you know what, I think I could do this, and then you do it. But because you haven't set that intention beforehand, you haven't become firm with yourself about what you actually want to do, you do feel out of control, and you do end up feeling guilty because you haven't got that foundation. You genuinely do feel out of control. Whereas there's a difference between that and going, okay, so tomorrow I'm going to go to a restaurant and I'm going to eat as much as possible, and then when I've done that, I'm going to feel proud about it because I'm deciding to do it now and I want to accomplish what I've decided. There's a big difference between going in wholeheartedly having decided something, regardless of how much fear you have and regardless of how much, you know, how much your eating disorder doesn't want you to do it. If you decide to do something and then you do it, it's very difficult to feel guilty. Whereas if you go in half-heartedly, still trying to follow your eating disorder's rules, still sort of not giving yourself that permission, you're going to feel more guilt after the fact. I hope that makes sense. If people want me to like explain things a bit better, or because I don't know if I explain things very well, but just send me a message on Instagram. It's @realrecoveryuk, and I'll try and explain this a bit better. But yeah, I hope this has all made sense, and I hope this is like, I don't know, I hope this has made you think about something in maybe a different way to where you did before. But yeah, I hope everyone's doing okay. I hope everyone's had a good week. I hope everyone will have a good week. Also, I'm sorry, I've literally had such a long break from this podcast. I've been really, really busy. But thank you so much for listening. It really means the world that anyone does support this podcast. If you do want to help me get it out to more people, please rate it 5 stars and leave a review. It only takes 5 minutes. It's free to do, and it helps the algorithms and all that push it out to more people, so everyone who needs to hear this can hear it. I've got a lot more episodes coming. I'm still doing some requests that people have literally left weeks ago, so I'm sorry to everyone who is waiting on something, but if you do have requests for future episodes, please just message me on Instagram. Anything you want to say, any questions you have, just, yeah, send me a message. I do answer all my messages. Currently, I am, there's quite a lot of ones I haven't answered, and I am getting around to it. But again, thank you so much to everyone for being so patient with me. I hope you're doing well, and I hope this has helped you a little bit understand guilt. I mean, I didn't go too much into that because I feel like people do understand it as a response of the eating disorder, so I don't just want to tell you things you already know. But I think my overall message here is to really be clear about what you're doing and why, and that will help with that feeling of wrongdoing and feeling of guilt. At least it did for me. So yeah, I hope this episode has been useful to you. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great week.